Good evening, I'm Aaron Brown. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We are broadcasting live from Aurora, Minnesota, tonight in honor of Laskiainen, the annual Finnish Lighting Festival in nearby Palo, Minnesota. I'm excited to bring the show home to the Mesabi Iron Range. I'm from here. I know this area well. I have relatives out on this side of the Mesabi. My grandmother was a Finnish-American first generation who grew up near Aurora. She died before I was born. So every time I come up here, it's a little like unraveling some family history. The steam rolling out of these tamarack swamps knows more than I do, and I come back just to breathe it. The Finnish-American story is central to the history of the Iron Range. About 100 years ago, people from all over the world came to this remote forest in northern Minnesota to find work, first in lumber camps and then the mines, to get a fresh start in a new country. The Finns were just like all these groups. But unlike many of the other groups, Finnish immigrants arrived almost entirely literate and a little bit ticked off about everything. They held political views that, at the time, were considered fairly radical. For instance, Finns believed they should be paid fairly for their labor, that mines and lumber camps should be safe. They believed in unions and that their communities should have good schools. They should have access to the arts and quality health care and just a good life for what they did in their labor. Others believed this too, but the Finns just wouldn't shut up about it. They were the forebearers of your friend who won't stop sharing Bernie Sanders quotes on Facebook. They wouldn't give it up. Finns organized the workers, which led the mines to blacklist all Finnish workers early in the 20th century. From the first big range-wide strike in 1907 to after the great Industrial Workers of the World strike in 1916, Finns couldn't get work in the iron mines. Mine bosses figured the Finns would just leave. That was part of the plan, but they didn't leave. They settled out here in Palo, in Cherry, where I grew up, or in Balsam, where I live now. They farmed, they logged, they grew potatoes and other crops. They formed cooperatives to buy and sell goods when some businesses wouldn't serve them. The Finns have a word. It has no direct English translation. The word is sisu. It means to endure hardship, to survive, to live with hope and dignity despite struggle. This is a spirit the Finns shared with all their Iron Range neighbors, and it belongs to everyone here now. Times have changed, and so have people. But we've all seen the news. We know what's happening here now on the Iron Range, in the Iron Range economy. We know what's changing in the mining business, how workers, their families are being left behind. But we also know, whether we're Finnish or not, that we've got sisu. I was amazed coming into this very building, printed in the granite, right there on one of the entrances, is a saying from Proverbs: where there is no vision, the people perish. And sisu is a vision of things getting better, and that's what we have on the Iron Range. It's going to survive whether you want us to or not. Tonight on the Great Northern Radio Show, we're going to celebrate our sisu. Thank you for having us. Well, we are broadcasting.